Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, we're still chuckling about this CNN Plus thing. Just 3 weeks after the launch, CNN's new streaming service is already planning to shut down end of the month. Unbelievable.
Talk about your bad ideas, huh?
I want to be a fly on the wall in the boardroom when somebody came in with the idea of, hey, let's shut it down. Unbelievable.
Well, how'd you like to be Brian Stelter right now? He's kind of on thin ice, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're going to take a quick break. One of the things we're going to talk about in our next segment, the war in Ukraine, and are we losing the war? We'll do that and more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says the Russians are setting the stage for the next phase of the war.
And the United States and our allies and partners are moving as fast as possible to continue to provide Ukraine the forces that they need, the weapons they need, the equipment they need, their forces need to defend their nation. The
president says he's approved an additional $800 million in military aid. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, told the Salem radio network the president is following up on his past warnings to Vladimir Putin.
President Biden made it clear that we're going to not allow any Russian ships, flagships, to come into U.S. ports. We're not going to impose new economic sanctions on individuals and others. So the screws are really being tightened around his neck.
And today's announcement builds on the roughly $2.6 billion in U.S. military assistance that's already been given. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level since 1970.
New claims for jobless aid edged down last week, with 184,000 Americans filing applications. 2 years after the coronavirus pandemic plunged the economy into a brief but devastating recession, American workers are now enjoying extraordinary job security. Weekly applications for unemployment aid broadly track with layoffs and have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for weeks.
That has been Thomas reporting. Tesla has reported first quarter net earnings more than seven times greater than the same time period a year ago. The electric vehicle and solar panel company reported strong sales despite global supply chain problems and pandemic-related production cuts in China. Tesla made a record $3.32 billion in the first quarter. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 368 points, the NASDAQ down 278. More from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Joey Gilbert. When you elect me as your governor, our children's rights and needs will always come first. I homeschool my 11-year-old daughter, not just because our educational system is broken, but because it has been systematically destroyed. Nevada schools are ranked 51st in the nation. We're ranked below Puerto Rico. And there's a lot more to fix than CRT, though that racially divisive agenda will be out on day one. Rest assured, no one will be masking or testing our children or forcing them to get the Fauci ouchie. Parents will be in charge of their children's education and all medical decisions. Teachers' unions will either step up or we'll decertify them and get them out. We have a huge child trafficking problem. A hotline will be set up and rewards will be issued to citizens who help us put these animals down. When I'm governor, children will see the return of their God-given rights to be kids once more. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a Palo Verde High School student has been arrested after assaulting a teacher. That was one of three arrests just yesterday alone in the Clark County School District. The 17-year-old boy entered a classroom that he wasn't supposed to be in, and when the teacher asked him to leave, he shoved the teacher several times before leaving the campus. That student was later arrested. A student at Sawyer Middle School was arrested after waving a pair of scissors at school staff, and a student at Foothill High was arrested after she pulled out a knife while leaving the classroom. That was all yesterday alone in the Clark County School District. The arrests come just one day after protests at the El Dorado High School. That's where students and school staff said nothing has been done to make their school safer since that violent assault of a teacher earlier this month. Former Raiders great Daryl LaMonica has passed away at his home in Fresno, California. The former Raiders quarterback was 80 years old, nicknamed the Mad Bomber because of his strong arm and ability to stretch the field. LaMonica led the Raiders to four straight Western Division titles and one AFL championship. He was a two-time AFL MVP and three-time All-Star.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour right now through the resort area of the 15. Little congestion on the Beltway 215 right now, eastbound at Gillespie, and lane restrictions downtown. That's on Interstate 515 east at Main and westbound at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's hour number two of Live and Local. And I love being able to say this. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, it's AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. I got to tell you, I'm fit to be tied. Last week, we had new guidelines, quote, new guidelines from the Clark County School District to deal with student on teacher violence, kind of a no-tolerance policy. The week before that, we had new guidelines another new set of guidelines, this dealing with essentially student-on-student violence. Then we have, just in the last couple of days, three arrests by Metro. A Palo Verde, a high school student, was arrested after assaulting a teacher. 17-year-old boy entered a classroom, wasn't supposed to be there. And then the teacher asked him to leave, and the teacher was shoved several times before the 17-year-old left the campus. Student was later arrested. Then a student at Sawyer Middle School arrested after waving a pair of scissors at school staff. A student at Foothill High was arrested after she pulled out a knife while leaving a classroom. That's a good exit strategy. That's just one day after there were protests at El Dorado High School. We told you about them earlier in the week. To those of you who are parents, or maybe you're the parents, of kids that have kids, your grandparents. And I want to ask you the question: do you feel that your children are safe in a Clark County school district institution? And what more do we need to do? We've been told we're going to have an increased police presence in our schools. That's good. We've got dads in schools. Dads are essentially patrolling the halls. They have no power. They haven't been deputized that I know of. And I guess my point is, after all of these new guidelines, we're still having the violence. Does that make sense to you? Does that really make sense? I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to talk to parents out there for just a couple minutes. We're not going to do this for the whole show. But I want to talk to parents and find out if you feel like your kids are safe in a Clark County School District institution. If you feel like when you deliver your kids at 7:45 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and when you come to pick them up at 2:45 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're going to get your kids back in the same shape that you sent them to school in. Here's the number, 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. But there's something wrong with what we're doing. And you can have all the guidelines you want, but if the kids are still going to be pulling knives on classmates, or still going to be trying to beat up teachers, no respect for authority whatsoever,
You can have all the guidelines you want. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter at all. We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes. But suffice to say, what we're doing is not working. Now, I know people are going to say, well, it's only been a couple of days. We don't have the panic buttons that supposedly are going to be installed in every classroom. I don't know how extensively they've been able to do that. But that may be the answer. The teacher at El Dorado could have been saved from their fate with a panic button, which would have summoned the principal, the school cop. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, we've talked with Katie Williams, one of the Board of Trustee members, and she's as frustrated by this, I think, as I am. But the problem is that nothing's improving. The kids are still emboldened to do whatever they damn well please. And if it's pulling out a scissors and brandishing it as you exit a classroom, that's not good. Anyway, phone lines open, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I want you to hear from Tucker Carlson, who I think, on a night-by-night basis, is maybe one of the smartest individuals in the media. Because now we're starting to question, you know, we brought you the story the other day. And the story dealt with the president wanting to run for re-election. I had to stop because it was so laughable. I was going to laugh out loud. I didn't want to do that. I want to give the man respect. But even Tucker Carlson says that even Democrats are questioning whether Biden should run again. That's incredible to me. I mean, they're not standing up for their standard bearer. And then that's what's remarkable about it. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox, that even the Dems are now finding a Biden reelection bid unthinkable. Listen to this.
If you've seen video of Joe Biden mumbling in public recently, and we bet you have, there's probably not anything we could tell you tonight, excuse me, that's going to surprise you. Would you be shocked to learn that Joe Biden recently got lost in his own bedroom? That he introduced a table lamp as his wife? That he bragged to the Japanese prime minister about saving Marie Antoinette's life during a cavalry charge in the Crimean War? Probably not. Now, we can't say that any of these things actually happened, but they could have. They're entirely plausible. And if you think that's a mean thing to say, don't worry. Joe Biden will never know. At this point, other people are not real to Joe Biden. He lives in a world of ghosts and fog-shrouded memories. But you knew that because you've seen the tape. Maybe the only thing that would surprise you about Joe Biden 15 months into his presidency is learning that he plans to run for re-election. Now, that would be outlandish, impossible, really, ridiculous. Were Joe Biden somehow able to stay in the White House, he would be 86 years old by the end of his second term. Do the math on that. Even now, at 79, past the life expectancy of the average American man, Joe Biden can barely speak English, and that is not a trend that will improve with time. What kind of president would Joe Biden be by the year 2028? You shudder to think about that, though you can bet that more Botox and hair plugs would not improve him. The whole idea is grotesque. Weekend at Bernie's White House edition. It's an insult to the principle of self-government. But that doesn't mean it's not coming. According to a piece this week in the Hill newspaper, Joe Biden has confided in his old boss, Barack Obama, that he does, in fact, plan to run for re-election. Joe Biden believes he is, quote, the only one who can beat Donald Trump, which, if nothing else, suggests that Joe Biden believes he beat Donald Trump the first time. Hey, guys, I got 81 million votes. Maybe I'll get 500 million next time. So how did Barack Obama respond to that? Well, the Hill newspaper didn't say. We do know that earlier this month, Obama referred to Joe Biden as, quote, vice president, so you can guess. Obama never hid the fact that he didn't like or respect Joe Biden. Obama thought Biden was fake and incompetent, old, white, and annoying. And that was 10 years ago. So you can imagine how Obama feels about the prospect of an 86-year-old President Joe Biden. Now, Michelle Obama, by contrast, will have just turned 60 by the time the next presidential election rolls around. So clearly it's her turn. And it's not just Obama who feels this way. A lot of Democrats agree. Just for the sake of amusement this morning, we tried to find a Democratic Party official who'd be willing to go on the record to endorse a second Joe Biden candidacy, and we couldn't find a single one. Now, keep in mind, these are the same people who are delighted to tell you that you can change your biological sex just by wishing it so. Like Dorothy clicking her heels in Oz. Boom, you're transgender now. They consider that believable. Yet they will not tell you that Joe Biden should be president again. A Biden re-election campaign is just too absurd even for them. It strains credulity past the breaking point. Joe Biden? Come on. That's the consensus in Washington tonight, and for once, it is correct.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. Our phone line's always available to you. In fact, throughout the 3 hours, if you want to call in, you're welcome to do so, even if we have a guest or we have somebody, a newsmaker that is on. As soon as they're done, we can always bring you in. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we're talking about this tragedy in our schools, but unfortunately, I have a feeling that when we look at the cause and effect that's involved here, that I think our policies in our schools, in the Clark County School District, is what has inflamed this violence. I mean, I put this right at the feet of the Board of Trustees, of Jesus Jara, of staff, of principals. I'm sorry. We entrust our kids with you for 8 hours every day. We expect them to come back in the same shape that they were in, but that's not happening. We'll see what you think coming up. We'll get to your calls after the break. 844, the number 2, Nevada. And if you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. Because he'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line and get you on quicker, because first-time callers always seem to have a kind of a different perspective. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you have been holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's begin with Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Gary, are you there?
Taking my call. Yo. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. Well, I suggest that since we live in Sin City, we should be revolutionists about this and, believe in science and psychology. As a young man, I would be motivated to get at least straight B's if they promised me a hooker that I could spend the night with here in Sin City, and I won't get in any trouble, and I will behave myself. And if that is the road to getting good education, either that or we hire some outside people from China, from Red China, and see how in the world do they motivate their students to get such good grades over there.
Wow.
We need to go outside the box.
Wow. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that unique mode of discipline. Interesting. Hadn't thought of that. Sorry about that. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Oh, Kevin, I beg to differ. And you made a faux pas, and to err is human. And by the way, you've got skin in the game, and he probably is almost through college, if not married, and you got grandkids. You never told us that.
No, anyhow. Not yet. We're adopting.
Okay. Oh, well, God bless you. God bless you on that. The point is, your faux pas was, we send our kids to school and we hope they come back the same. No, we hope they come back a little better each day, a little better educated, a little better broad-minded. And calling a female abroad, that was in our day.
Frank, the deal is,
yes.
Considering the shape of our schools, and not just here in Nevada, but around the nation.
Shape? Yes. It's called Jell-O. Anyway, please continue.
No. But my point is that considering the violence that's in our society, I mean, in blue states and blue cities all across America, crime rates are way, 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 way up. The fact is that I'll take as good, as long as they come back safe and in one piece, I consider that a victory. Do you?
Kevin, I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave you with this. We have laws. We have rules in school. But we have unwritten things.